10 minutes after 7 a.m. You have had impeccable timing today. I've realized this.
Yes.
You've come in with these offhand comments that lead almost beautifully into the subject matter that we're getting ready to talk about.
Well, I have a sixth sense, you know.
What, you have ESPN?
Awesome. I have no. It's my BS gene, you know.
All right. So you were complaining that your back hurts, you're stiff, and so forth.
I've been doing some stretching exercises.
Trying a little yogurt, hot yogurt.
No, not hot yoga, but I've been doing some stretching exercises and a little exercise in the new year, you know.
Listen,
trying to get in shape a little bit better.
Bending down to tie your shoelaces is not stretching.
Okay. All right, well.
Now the impact of hurting your back.
Yeah, my back and neck hurt now.
Worse.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm saying, why am I doing this if I'm hurting myself?
All right, well, it'll get better. It will get better. All right, we're going to play a little bit of Name That Tune, but it's a little differently than we've done before. In that I'm not going to ask you to name the artist or anything. I'm going to get your opinion on what scientists have done. And listen, I love science. I love scientists. I think they're doing great things in the, you know, for food and for research into disease.
I sense
space
a big butt coming.
Bigger than Beyonce. All right. Bigger than J-Lo. Scientists need to leave some things alone. Like, they've come up with a list of the ultimate workout songs for you to do your exercises to.
The songs that will be in perfect synchronization,
yes,
with what you're trying to do.
Sports psychologist in London looked at 6.7 million Spotify playlists that had the word workout in the title. Then they analyzed the beats per minute of each song to figure out the perfect type of music for each portion of a workout. For example, when you're warming up, cooling down, or doing something aerobic, you should listen to pop music because you want to have music with a regular rhythmic pattern for stuff that tends to be repetitive. Jogging, best thing to listen to is rap because it scares the hell out of you, and you know that if you don't keep running, somebody's going to pop a cap in you.
Uh-huh.
No, they say because the number of beats per minute match up well with the average person's stride rate. When you're lifting weights, dance music is best. Yes, because you want to be wiggling your hips when you're trying to press 250 pounds. It's faster, it has a lot of bass. Researchers say you should never listen to rock music while working out because the change in rhythms can mess with your rhythm.
All right, go to the weightlifting place and accidentally start singing Britney Spears while you're pumping
iron,
exactly, with some of those guys. You know,
oops, I did it again. I'm going to have to kick you in the face, dear buddy. All right, so here are some examples of what they say you should be listening to. Are you ready?
Mm.
All right. This one.
You want us to pretend to exercise here while the songs are playing?
No. Well, yeah, you can pretend because that's as close as you're ever going to get. This is for your cool down and warm up.
Are you kidding me?
This is according to scientists. I don't want to hear this crap. This doesn't get me ready to go work out. I don't want to hear this at all.
Getting me to work out would be hard enough just to get the ball rolling, and then to have to get it rolling with that.
First of all,
wow.
Do you guys work out at all?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I lift 16 ounces at a time.
Here we go.
All right, now this next one, this is supposed to be for weightlifting. This is Monster by Eminem and Rihanna. This is not helping me work out.
You know what? I have
to
hear that track. It is on the pregame warm-up CD for both the boys and girls basketball team at DC Everest. That's the stupidest track on the face of the earth.
Well, you can't understand it because all of the bad words are bleeped out, which is like every fourth
or
fifth word.
What happened to Eye of the Tiger? All right?
Right.
Going into the meat locker room and breaking some ribs. What happened to... All right, here's the next one. This is what you're supposed to be listening to for really intense cardio. Can we go back? This is the moment. This is intense cardio.
God, I hate this band.
This is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Can we go back? This is the moment. This isn't... I'm sorry. I just felt a little bit of stomach acid coming up. I think I may have I might have puked just a little.
All right.
All right. For more intense cardio, this is what you're supposed to be listening to. This is Applause by Lady Gaga.
I live for the applause, applause, live for the applause, applause, live for the applause.
I get to do this by beat to permit. This is good.
Again, for a more moderate workout, you're supposed to listen to this. Timber, Pitbull with Kesha. Tisha.
You're right the first time.
Kesha. Sorry.
See, these songs in this list isn't aimed at anybody right. our age.
Yes, it should be, because we're the ones that need to be working out. All right, let's see here. This next one is for an aerobic warm-up. Now, that I might agree with. All skate, everybody. All skate.
That's Daft Punk, man.
Yeah, I know. All right, reverse. All right, so there's that. And then the next one is for while you're stretching. This is while you're stretching. No. Talk Dirty, Jason Derulo.
Talk Dirty to me. Talk Dirty to me.
On comes the snake charmer music.
Yeah. So when do the belly dances show up? All right,
Richard Simmons is rolling in his over in his grave. Oh, that's right. He's not dead yet, but he would be.
I know.
This is not sweating to the oldies, man.
And then to mentally get prepared and all psyched up, ready to do your workout, this is what you're supposed to listen to.
I got the eye of the tiger.
What happened to Let's Get Physical? How do we get from there to here?
Katy Perry's Roar.
I thought we were supposed to listen to that song, what, I'm the Man, that in the new Dr. Dre Beats commercial with Colin Kaepernick that he puts the headphones on and keeps telling him he's the man.
Listen, I think there's a lot more. Now, maybe if you're going to the women's cycling class or something, maybe that's for that, but that's not what men go to work out and listen to. No.
You want some Iron Maiden banging, right?
Give Metallica. Van Halen, something that moves.
Hello, is this the co-ed naked aerobics class?
Why, yes it is, sir. Please put on a leotard. Oh,
I'm
Lord.
Leaving.
I got a personal trainer. I remember my first day at the gym. I was nervous. People were staring at me, not because I was out of shape. I wore a black velour Sean John sweatsuit. I should have looked in the mirror. I look like a panda. People were fascinated. I didn't know you could get this close to them. I had one trainer. Didn't work out. I have to learn how to take instruction better. I really do. I'm working on it. One trainer said to me, give me a sit-up. I said, oh, nay, nay. I don't do ups. Sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups. I do downs. Sit down, lay down. Blackjack, I'll double down. Give me a cheeseburger, I'll wolf it down. Put on a little music, I'll boogie down. That's right, I get down, drop it like it's hot. But I don't do ups. Ups defy gravity. Gravity is a law. I obey the law.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.